This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Media is a manufacturing company. That's all it is. Every one of these media outlets is a manufacturing company that manufactures news, propaganda, whatever it may be. But make no mistake about it, it is a manufacturing company making a product, except the product doesn't have any intrinsic value. In other words, it's not like you're going to order a desk and it'll get shipped to you. But you've ordered the media. Every time you turn on the TV, every time you turn on your computer, you turn on your radio, you're ordering the media. And the sad news about today is the media distorts. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I want to explain this in management consulting terms and business terms because I think more people will understand it. Because we see media as this separate entity. At least I know I did. I used to see it as this separate thing that was just there for the truth. You didn't have to worry about distortions. And I don't need to go back to the Walter Cronkite and the Peter What's-His-Face and all those guys where, you didn't care. Their politics didn't influence, for the most part, what they reported. Nowadays, politics is the only thing that the media is about. Media is run by leftists. And thus, they manufacture the product that it is paid to manufacture. If today's media was paid only for the lies that it reported, they would all fail. All these companies would fail. Most of the leftist media is propped up by outside supporters who have an agenda. And that agenda is money and power. There's a few things that are truisms across the board. You can believe that leftists fight for money and power. That's number one. Number two, I can make any company successful, and probably so can you, if I have enough people or money. Those are the two truisms of life. There are others, but I'm saying as our discussion goes, those are the truisms. So the WAPO, those guys, social media, they fight for your data. That's the people. They need millions, if not billions of people. And they can make a fortune off of you, and they already do. We'll cover this when we get more into some of the things that are going on right now in the news. I'll prove this to you. I'll prove that your data is worth billions. That's why I tell you all the time, you are so valuable to me. We have 30,000 downloads of this show a month, which is, quite frankly, sad because it should be hundreds of thousands of downloads a month. It should be 100,000, 200,000 downloads a day. Okay? So whatever the number is, it's too light. But let me tell you, whatever it is, I appreciate every single click because that means something. Now, we don't use it nefariously. For us, if you do happen to buy something, and that's however you click is how we get paid. Whether you buy something or not, it's up to you. But here's what I will tell you. The clicks are so sophisticated. It's probably something you've already liked or, we're contemplating buying. And if you buy it while you're on my site, I get paid versus you buying it when you visit the New York Times or the Washington Post. That's how it works. And I think if more people explain to conservatives how it worked, maybe we'd get more activity. So I'm telling you, that's how it works. If you click something while you're listening to my show, you're on my site or whatever, I get that fractional penny. It's not coming out of your pocket, not technically, maybe out of advertisement or whatever, but you get it. So anyway, going back to this, we wouldn't be clicking. I don't go to the Washington Post. I'll get an article from there. Maybe a time or two, but usually people are sending me this stuff. I choose not to give these guys my money. So that's how I do it. I tell you guys all the time, only go to the Daily Caller, only go to Breitbart or places like that. So those guys get the credit for your click. But your click is important. So I think, though, if you did this, if you looked at who's propping up the media, you'd see who's really running the media and politics. We know Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. We know Jeff Bezos is a leftist. But I think he's starting to change. But he certainly was that when he hated Trump and wanted to get Trump out. Who knows where he is today? But as you think about media, and you think about it in the context of manufacturing, consider a grocery store. Now, that's a distributor, but a grocery store. They put what they want to sell at eye level. As you, they have, you look at the average height of a person, and they say, here's where we're going to put the optimum stuff is in this space. That's where they put it. There's space above it and space below. You'd have to be really tall or really short to see that, or be looking down or looking up, and you're not likely to do it. They put the most, what they think are the most appealing. These are the name brands for the most part. But the name brands became name brands because they advertise. They give those guys rebate money. So even though you're getting charged the price at the store is getting more money to discount that item, put it at face level, and hopefully induce you, entice you into buying it. Well, it's the same thing here. The media, if it's being paid for by Bezos, what's he going to report if he's a leftist? You're going to report what you're being paid to report. There's no secret to why media is run by leftists. Leftists understand the power of media, and they've taken it over. Worse than that, they've taken over social media. That's the one that really gets you. You don't even watch a fraction of the TV of what, than what you do on Facebook or Twitter. So as you can see that Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter, that's a big deal because it puts a real wrinkle in the media. Now, there's still a bunch of leftists are over there running it, trust me. But if Elon Musk is smart and he can get rid of the lefties, start running it like a business and make it into the conglomerate that I think it could be, he's in the mix. And we finally will have somebody. He's not, I don't think he's putting his finger on the scale, but we'll have somebody able to help at least keep it neutral. Wouldn't that be nice just to go back to neutral? But no, we have everything at eye level. In other words, you pull up Google. I tell you, to this day, Google has not mentioned Hunter Biden being under fire. But they mentioned Trump with a bogus case, which we're going to get into here in a bit. So think about it this way. Don't look at eye level. Look above and look below, because that's where the bargains are. You have to look for the real bargains. Don't take what's at eye level because these companies have paid for the space. Go and look around. Search for stuff. That's where we come in. That's why you're here listening to this show. You found something a little different, and it's not being force-fed. It's telling you, hey, look, you might like this product. I don't know. I'm not forcing you to be here. Anyway, we're going to be talking about two bad guys, two villains, when we come back. I think you'll know who they are pretty quickly.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think our days of naivete have left. I believe that we now have a firm understanding of media, and we know when a narrative is being set, when a trap is being set, when we're being led down a path. But suddenly, you go with it initially, and then you go, whoa, wait a minute. This doesn't look right. You ever see in the movies when somebody goes, whoa, hold on a second, this doesn't look right? What's generally happened? Somebody's gotten in the car, kidnapped them. They thought it was a safe drive. It was their normal driver. It was a normal taxi guy. But no, it was a trick. Somebody got them to get in the car, and they're going along the way, and they're going, whoa, doesn't look right. And you know where that ends up in the movies? With people dead. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You know what this show is about? Stop getting in the car. If it's not your normal driver, get out of the car. Don't get in the car. If it's not things that you're familiar with that test your common sense, where you can put your skill set to work, don't do it. Trust your instincts. And more importantly, trust your training. So I tell my kids all the time, trust your training. I know when a narrative is being set, when the wool is being pulled over my eyes. I've seen it happen far too often, and so have you. I'll give you an example, one you wouldn't expect me to talk about. Al Franken. Democrats destroyed Al Franken. Not that I care. I'm glad. I like watching them eat their own. You know how Al Franken got destroyed? He got destroyed over a picture of him pretending to touch the breast of a fellow comedian who was sleeping while they were on some sort of a comic jaunt, you know, for the troops. Decades ago. Now, at the time, they got Cosby. They got Moons from CBS. Good for him. Another lefty. They got Matt Lauer. Remember that? And of course, they were trying to get Kavanaugh. You remember this whole thing? Well, they decided, for whatever reason, they wanted to get Al Franken. He lost his job as a senator. Targeted. A casualty of the Me Too movement. A movement that is just as fraudulent as the $20 bill that Floyd was trying to pass at that store. Fraudulent movement. You know who's the most destructive people to women? In the world, the American leftist woman. The real truth behind Al Franken is he must have absolutely miffed off some high-level leftist who said, I'm going to destroy you. Maybe he didn't vote on something they wanted. Who knows? Does it matter? So you know what they put in the manufacturing distribution plant at the grocery store for you, right at face level, they said, get Al Franken. Now, I'm going to tell you, I didn't care. I was buying up all the Al Franken story you wanted to sell, because good, get him out of there. It wasn't like he was going to be replaced with somebody better. But still, I like watching the left lose, and I like when they destroy themselves. But it's a cautionary tale for all of us. Targeted. So, what else? We've got all kinds of news being created. January 6th. Woo! Look at January 6th. January 6th. January. They sold that bill of goods, and a bunch of people bought it because it was on sale. It was a lie. You know what else they bought? They bought the lie that the election was fair. That was on sale. Special. They practically gave you that. They gave you coupons. They gave you a discount at the store and a rebate when you got home. Selling it. And you know what they're selling it with? Your money. They're selling it with your Department of Justice. Your tax dollars go to sell you lies. Democrats break the rules to support their ideology all the time. It has nothing to do with truth. It has to do with what is the narrative, what have we said, and yea, verily, if we say it, it is true. Then they selectively apply the rules because they're going to punish their adversaries. How dare you go after Trump for a misdemeanor crime that he's already been exonerated for at the federal level, and you go, no, we're going to raise it to a level of a felony, and then we're going to prosecute him. I mean, can you be more ridiculous than this? I'll get more into that because that's what that's the backdrop for it. Democrats have no rules that apply equally. Their laws, their rules and their laws apply selectively, not equally. They talk about equality. Do you think that it's equality in the way they dole out justice? Oh, they claim, oh, too many black people are getting offended for this, that, and the other, as they continue to convict black folks. You think there's been any slowdown of black people going into the joint? The only reason why they let people out of the joint is to make it more available for people to go in. It's a stream. Oh, we just released a bunch of criminals because we put in some fresh ones. We could dedicate and probably have dedicated, certainly segments, but whole shows to the selective nature of Democrats' outrage. I mean, it cracks me up every time I think about Adam Schiff. We got proof that Donald Trump is colluded with the Russians. And no, it's not just anecdotal. We have proof. We've got proof. He's all over proof. And then when it finally comes up, he's got no proof. Has the media well, listen, Schiff, you're a liar. You had no proof. You were spreading rumors or whatever. You should be kicked out of Congress. The guy's now running for Senate. He's running to be a senator. And you better know, there are people in his district who want to get him, but they're scared of him. because he's got too much power and too much access to money, too many powerful friends. We are a banana republic running under the Democrats. That's the only way you can look at this country. And if we allow the rest of the world to look at us through this prism, through this lens, if you will, shame on us. We're now the laughing stock of the world. We're not a place where people, I mean, they still want to come here, but they're coming here because we're still foolish enough to keep paying taxes and do the things that keep funding this nonsense. Is there anybody left in D.C. who wants to fight for the American people? I know we got the Ted Cruz and the Josh Hawleys that'll get up there and say a few things here and there, but I want a spokesperson that can convert, that can make people go, you know what? We're done. We're going to win things over. Where's our equivalent of Barack Obama that can make things happen like that? Who's going to win the media war and all the other things that are going on? That's what we should be concentrating on. For over 6 years, Democrats have painted Donald Trump as a criminal, the billionaire who coined the art of the deal. That's a phrase, as soon as you say it, people go, that's Trump. He had not one, but two successful TV shows, The Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice. And if you went on the show, you became a star. I mean, you were already kind of a star, but your career was probably a little bit faded. And he was invited to all the big leftist event, every party. They wanted his money. They wanted to be around him. And what happened? One thing. Donald Trump said, I want to represent the people. Democrats can turn a successful billionaire into a target just like that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump is officially the first former U.S. president to face criminal charges. The former president pleading not guilty to all the charges. While the former president was arraigned, some of his supporters showed up outside the New York City courthouse.
I just want to show support for a president that I think answered, fulfilled all his promises, or tried to the best, more than any other politician I've seen.
As far as current President Joe Biden and how much he'll be paying attention to the former president's arraignment,
So obviously he will catch part of the news when he has a moment to catch up on the news of the day. But this is not his focus for today.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is up to $345 million. Tim Berg, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In the next hour, I'm going to add to the discussion about the digital currency, but for now, I want to discuss the despicable Bidens. And related to that, I will say this. If you were the Bidens, would you want your money tracked digitally? Don't you think right now they wish they had done some cash stuff? You know, the old suitcase at the airport, you know, into the locker type clandestine activity. They left a digital trail that's going to get Hunter arrested and Joe Biden impeached. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's Jim Jordan talking about the suppression of information.
About Twitter. Twitter! And even with Twitter, you cannot find actual evidence of any direct government censorship of any lawful speech. And when I say lawful, I mean non-criminal speech, because plenty of speech is non-criminal.
I'll give you one. Gentlemen's time to expire. I'd ask unanimous consent to enter into the record the following email from Clark Humphrey, Executive Office of the Presidency, White House Office, January 23rd, 2021, that's the Biden administration, 4:39 a.m. Hey, folks, this goes to Twitter. Hey, folks, wanted to use the term Mr. Goldman just used. Wanted to flag the below tweet, and I'm wondering if we can get moving on the process for having it removed ASAP.
Boom.
That is...
Could you read the below tweet?
So I want to stop there because I want to remind you what Goldman said. You cannot find any direct government censorship of any lawful free speech. Lawful? What is he talking about? Government censorship of people saying take ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine? Government censorship that pushes back on the idea of the vaccines. Government censorship that pushes back on the idea of the morbidity or mortality rate, if you will, of COVID. What do you mean? Lawful speech. What's he talking about? And then as Jim Jordan is telling him, oh, really? So let me show you what they said about this. He said, well, what? Give me the proof. He's going to ask for the proof. So let's hear the rest of the clip.
And then if we can keep an eye out for tweets that fall in this same genre, that would be great. This is a tweet on the very issue that Thomas Massey brought.
For the fullness of the record, can you read the, because I've not seen this, can you read the tweet that it's referencing?
I don't have the tweet here with me, but the gentleman's point was, tell us, you said no time did government try to tell Twitter to take that, to explicitly remove something. And
no, I said explicitly remove lawful speech. Lawful speech. We're going to conflate. The First Amendment is not absolute.
Twitter, this is something from Robert Kennedy Jr.
But
For the record,
I assume that's lawful speech.
As a point of order, Mr. Chair.
Because Robert Kennedy Jr. said it, that's why it's lawful speech.
Just a minute, Mr. Goldman.
All I'm saying is, you said at no time did the government explicitly say to take a tweet down. Here we have it, right here, from the White House. They couldn't even wait 2 days. 2 days into this administration, they were asked Twitter to take something down, and we will get you the underlying tweet.
Thank you.
That I recognize the gentlelady from New York.
Will you place it into the record as well, sir? The underlying tweet?
Robert Kennedy Jr. He's talking about Hank Aaron's death after he received the vaccine. That's
welcome back, folks. So they scrambled his staffers, Jim Jordan did. They got the tweet, and the tweet was about Hank Aaron's death. Somebody questioned Hank Aaron's death. I want you to understand what they're talking about there is it's bigger than it looks, because he's now, Goldman is wanting to determine what's lawful speech and what's unlawful speech. So that's exactly what they were doing to suppress it. And let's not remember, these are the same people that we learned from the Twitter files who completely suppressed all information that was negative about Hunter Biden. They were in cahoots. So let's get to these Biden family ties, right? House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer believes that more than half a dozen members of the Biden family clan may have been involved in various worldwide business schemes that profited off their family name. Comer, whose committee is investigating the Biden family's business dealings, shared the insight in an interview that he did on Laura Ingraham. And he says this, at the end of this, I think we're going to see that there are probably 6 or 7 Biden family members that were involved in various schemes around the world. He didn't mention any names in the interview and declined to reveal the identity of the unnamed Biden family member who got proceeds from a $3 million wire to Hunter Biden associate John Rob Walker just weeks after Joe Biden left the vice presidency in 2012. Follow the money. How long have I been saying this? I didn't invent the phrase, by the way. People know. Follow the money. You want to find out what somebody's up to? Follow the money. You want to find out where their heart lies? The old saying is, your heart lies where your treasure lies. In other words, where are you? Where you're spending your money is where your heart is. Hunter spends his on prostitutes. What, would you want to be a woman dating Hunter Biden if he's spending his money on prostitutes? That's where his heart lies. His heart lies in not building emotional bonds, but in these superficial things that gets him what he thinks he needs. What a sick individual. Look, I'm not moralizing about him. I've watched enough two men and a kid, or what's the show with Charlie Sheen? they talk openly about Charlie's use of prostitutes, but they also show him as a womanizer. A guy that isn't about relationships. So, that's Hunter Biden. That's his treasure. Look at where Joe Biden spends his money. Look at where Bernie Sanders spends his newfound wealth. These people are disingenuous and they're liars. Anyway, Comer, they say he's contacted 4... I love this. I got to tell you, there's a methodology to it, okay? A consistency. And now that the Republicans have gotten back the House, they dropped this stupid investigation of Trump's taxes. Trump's taxes have zero to do with his presidency. He gave everybody the taxes he was supposed to give them, and they wanted more. Meanwhile, look at what the Bidens are doing. So anyway, I love I can't think of the word, but he's being very methodical. The process. They contacted 4 of Hunter Biden's business associates. This is what he said last Friday. He says, well, and we know about John Rob Walker and the clip where he says, you're going to bring us down, Tony.
If he doesn't come out on record, I am providing the facts.
Tony, you're just going to just bury all of us, man.
That was it. Bury all of us, man. You're going to bury all of us, man. Anyway, here's what Comer goes on to say. He says, I've just been chairman for the committee for 5 weeks, and we've already made contact, and I'm pleased to say are getting some cooperation from some of the people involved in the influence peddling. And it's very interesting what he said there. He didn't say that may have been involved in influence peddling. He said from some of the people involved in the influence peddling. Now, see, Hunter is going to say one thing, and Joe's going to say something else. But these people, I can almost tell you, just from reading between the lines, Comer's got a commitment from them that they're saying, we were influence peddling. We used what we knew we would be able to get from the big guy to do this thing. And I cannot wait until the money scheme, like, in other words, when as they start subpoenaing records and they get these SARS reports and they say, okay, here are the people that all collected money, and somehow that money goes to Joe. In other words, if I paid my son money from a deal, if somebody paid my son money from a deal and then my son ended up putting money in my bank account, it would be very interesting. But let's say that's one buzzard circling. But let's say six of my family members all get paid from a deal, and then you can find a transaction where every one of them gave me money. Now we got a real smoking gun. And as my buddy says, if there's one buzzard circling, something may have died. But if there's 100 buzzards circling, something's dead. So I can't wait. He says, we're starting with everyone in terms of subpoenas. He says, we're going to do whatever it takes to get to the truth. This is what we've lacked for the past few years. Starting with Obama, is the Democrats have such a fear of the truth. It's like, you know, water to the wicked witch. I'm not here to get people's hopes up falsely or anything, but this is the closest we've come to getting to the truth of this, and I think we're going to get to the bottom of it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Why in the world should we even be interested in this investigation? The Oversight Committee has begun on the Biden family, and what's the end game? What legislation or what fixes are you anticipating coming up with?
Everybody should be concerned because this is a threat to our national security. I mean, we all agree in Washington, even the Democrats, that China is our biggest threat. And what the average American is concerned about is China taking over the world. Every American was watching those balloons go over. They're angry that China's buying farmland. But what we're finding out is part of what the Biden family influence peddling involved was the Biden family were trying to work with China to get their foot in the door on the American energy industry, to try to help them not only buy liquefied natural gas, but also to buy ownership in the drillers. So this is an instance where our energy industry is a significant threat to our national security. And who was helping China navigate the federal bureaucracy? The Biden family. So we need to try to get to the bottom of this. And I think the American people deserve the truth. And at the end of the day, there will be a legislative fix. We're going to fix this to where there's a clear line as to what a family member can do with respect to a president of the United States as far as doing business overseas, and to increase the ethics and transparency laws to where this never happens again.
82% of people in a CNBC poll said that Congress must investigate the Bidens. Welcome back, folks. That was Comer at CPAC explaining how this deal is bigger than what people think. This is the Bidens trying to help China take over an American industry, the energy industry. Now, keep in mind, Donald Trump made it clear. You can get your little plastic parts and your board games and your books and all that from China. But what you can't do, you can't get your steel. You can't get other precious metals. You can't get, you know, what he called critical infrastructure from China. And he knew that they were backdooring through other countries, Argentina and other places, shipping steel in from other countries. And he says, if you're caught doing that, you're not going to do business with the United States. And what happened during that period is the United States eclipsed China in gross domestic product. I want you to understand, 330 million people are more productive than 1.6 billion Chinese. So we've got one quarter of the population of China, actually less than that, one quarter of the population, and we are on par with them, and we were on par with them in GDP. We're now ahead of them in GDP. That means Americans are more productive. And keep in mind, we got half of the country that's lazy, that doesn't want to work. So half the country that's actually working is 800% more productive than the average Chinese. Just putting the numbers in perspective, folks. But anyway, going back to this, Joe Biden is selling out the energy industry. Well, what else is he selling out? A lot more. They're buying our farmland. By the way, that farmland they talk about, those are going near strategic government installations. No wonder 82% of the people want Joe Biden investigated. And his family, because they need to be. But I want to talk about the associations between Biden and the Chinese. There's an article that I read, and it says that the fledgling presidency has, by political necessity, sought to create a veneer of toughness towards China with rhetoric, while from its earliest days, literally and figuratively bending over for China with a battery of weak policies, which seemed to reinforce this view. And the view is Joe Biden is pretending to be tough on China while he's allowing them to do whatever they want. Then he pretty much excoriates Biden. He says that those seeking high-level positions in government, particularly in the realm of national security and foreign policy, typically hail from a ruling class that is largely captured by China. He's saying the people that Joe Biden is appointing are... there's no doubt of their connection to China. So let me just give you a few of them. Secretary of State Tony Blinken co-founded a consultancy, West Tech Advisors, that among other things helped corporations and academic institutions pursue their interest in China. His administration colleagues, the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, and White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, were on the West exec's payroll. So, direct interaction with China with his Secretary of State. Now, you could argue, well, Blinken, you know, we need to have relations with China. And, I mean, you can make the argument. By the way, this article was written in 2021. He goes on, Secretary Blinken was also managing director of the Penn Biden Center, backed by the University of Pennsylvania, which allegedly saw a major uptick in anonymous Chinese funding to the tune of $10 million following the center's opening. Funds that may have flowed to it. Well, we now know those funds did flow to it, and they were from Chinese nationals. UN ambassador. No, before we get to that one. Central Intelligence Agency Director Designate William Burns ran the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, which was reportedly underwritten in part with up to $2 million from CCP-tied businessmen and think tanks. This is the CIA director they wanted to put in place. United Nations Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield, who spoke favorably of China during a paid speech at Savannah State University, delivered to one of the CCP's Trojan Horse Confucius Institutes, was a senior vice president at former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright's Albright Stonebridge Group. The global strategic advisory and commercial diplomacy firm touts its China practice as the firm's, quote, largest single country group. Several of its members, including its head, have worked for the Chinese government. Asia Czar Kurt Campbell was board vice chairman of a Confucius Institute-tied student language exchange organization, the U.S. China Strong Foundation, which has been further linked to the CCP. He has vowed to recuse himself from certain matters due to the Asia-related work at the consultancy he found subsequent to the time he spent in the Obama administration. Look, this is a litany of stuff. You got to read the article. Just Google Biden-China ties, and you'll see, or Biden administration. He goes on. Other secondary and tertiary ties abound among officials such as National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Senior Advisor on China on the State Department's Policy Planning Staff, Mira Rapp Hooper, Undersecretary of Defense Policy Designate Colin Call, who also served as a strategic consultant at the Penn Biden Center, and contenders for critical conditions such as would-be NASA administrator and former Florida Senator Bill Nelson and would-be UN ambassador to China and former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. This is to say nothing, he writes, of the links between the family members of such officials in CCP and or its affiliates and friends. On this point, Biden himself, at the absolute minimum, faces the appearance of a major conflict of interest in the way of his closest relatives' financial dealings with CCP-linked individuals and entities, to say nothing of his own alleged stake. It's damning. And it's not even, I mean, it would be different if we were digging for this. We're not digging. It says the foregoing demonstrates that the CCP touches major centers of power and influence in America, the corporate world, the academy, and the related worlds of public policy and thought leadership. These are all feeders to government. The CCP touches these individuals and institutions through developing direct personal relationships, lavishing money on them, and leveraging dupes, useful idiots, and winning assets of the CCP. If you operate in the rarefied air of the corporate boardrooms and major multinational corporations, the sumptuous offices of prominent think tanks are posh Ivy League facility lounges, as the credentialed elites tap for top government official government positions do, you're likely exposed to communist China's influence. This is so amazing to me. He says, even if such individuals are of unimpeachable character, unquestionably patriotic and prudent, it is reasonable to assume they will interact with Chinese officials, de facto officials, active agents of influence, unknowing agents of influence, and furthermore feel the impact of the CCP line pervading the institutions in which they work. In other words, he's saying, you can't not be part of it. If you're part of the Biden administration and you're squeaky clean, you're still going to get dirt just because of the number of people that this guy's got surrounding him. These people are as dirty as they come.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.